We invite you to close your eyes and place your hands on your heart area. And as you slow your breathing, it starts to send a message that you are in a safe place. And in this safe place, let us send love throughout our entire cellular structure. Dear cells of my body, I love you. I love you. I love you. Dear innate master and commander of all my organs, all of the miraculous parts of my body that work without me even thinking about it, I command you, dear innate, to send love to every cell of my body. I instruct you to infuse the energy of love and joy and happiness. Yes, happiness, innate. Infuse every cell of my body with happiness. I ask for the vibrations in my body to be vibrating with laughter and joy and happiness. These are my instructions this day. Thank you so much, dear innate, for being here and carrying out these messages of love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And dear Kryon, we are now ready to receive your words of love, hope, encouragement, and wisdom.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There's so many of you who have tuned in to these channels know that I've been talking about a very special new energy for 2026. One of the questions that we continue to get from many who are interested in that which is your innate or your healing is this one. Is the new energy going to create better communication with the cells? The answer is the new energy is an allowance factor. It's not going to create anything for you. You are. I want to back up and explain some of these things in a much better way. So much of your energy work, you might say, that you have been doing is fairly linear in that it is treated like you would treat anything else. You apply energy a certain way and it gives you something else. You set the energy for something and it allows something else. And so you almost always have the energy first and then whatever it is, it feeds it back to you, and then you receive it and you work with it. This is different. We've told you what this new energy contains, which is special, unusual, nonlinear, and it's an exception, perhaps, even to the rules that you've had all along for energy. This is not a new energy, even though we speak of it that way. Because those are the only terms we can use, it really is a dimensional shift. Now, that's not new energy. A dimensional shift is a change of dimensions. Simple. The change of dimensions is a description of the reality that consciousness can create that wasn't there before. A new dimension is almost like a whole new attitude that lays there ready for you to discover it. An attitude, you might say, of the energy. Dimensionality can be defined as how you feel about your reality. You're sitting in a reality of Earth, and you know it's a certain thing, you can do certain things a certain way. Suddenly, you might say, an allowance for a higher reality is there. Higher reality only means you can do more things. You can see more kinds of things that you couldn't before. Dimensionality is often simply a description of the attributes of reality. Height, width, breadth, depth, time, whatever you want to say. It's the attributes that you live in. And suddenly, for instance, if you became more aware of something psychically, that's another attribute of your reality. Now you are in another reality, you might say, but this is a big one. A dimensional shift is simply the allowance to progress into an area that may someday allow you to touch the superconsciousness. And I've just given you things that many don't understand. The question that is there, will this new energy, as we've said the words, allow for better communication to your cells? Or will it create it? The answer is absolutely. That's one of the reasons this is happening. But it has to come from something other than what you think. There are those who believe that a higher consciousness of an individual would reflect how close they are in their belief to that which is the creator or God or whatever you think. It's much deeper than that, dear ones. It's not about your faith. It really isn't even about how close you can become to your soul. Because suddenly we're talking about only your body, just your body. Now, a full body experience, of course, involves your soul. But suddenly, it is just a little different than you think. I've given information about contact with innate, why some can find it easy and some find it difficult. And yet they're both believers, you might say, light workers, you might say. And yet one will have instant connection and another will not. And we've told you it has to do with the with things like your soul plan and all of that, which innate knows. All of that, it was information given in an older energy. Here's the new energy, and that's what the question is totally about. Will this be something that will improve communication with yourselves? Not just improve it, dear ones, but build a highway to it, dear ones. But it does not happen just because you're sitting there. I want to retrace history for a moment. I gave you a book, a journey, an allegory, a parable, a story. Some called it Michael Thomas and the Seven Angels. The book was called The Journey Home. And in the book, the hero of the day, the one who walked through the book with you, was named Michael Thomas of pure intent. And as many times as we wish to explain the of pure intent part, still there wasn't much understanding of what that meant. And then we tried to give you an example of an individual standing on the banks of a river or a lake. And what the intent was if they were to jump in. It isn't hopeful thinking that they would go into the lake, is it? If they jump, do they hope they'll make it into the lake? When they jump, do they wish they would land into the lake? And the answer is because of the circumstances, which you call gravity, the reality of the moment was that if they jumped, they would go into the lake. And the definition of that was pure intent. If there had been no gravity, there would have been wishful intent or hopeful intent that they might float into the lake. But no, They knew what was going to happen. Their commitment was 100%. That's pure intent. Now, what does that have to do with your spirituality? Or your belief system? Or your doctrine? And the answer is not much. It's internal, isn't it? It's you with you, isn't it? Now are you starting to let me shape a new reality for you when it comes to your portion of that which is communicating with your cellular structure or with innate? It requires that you have a cognization. You cognize that when you begin to speak to your cells, they're there. Now you would say, okay, I believe it and I cognize it. Here we go. Not good enough. Your soul knows, your spirit knows, innate knows, your cells know. Do you have the code to get in, so to speak? And that code is pure intent. Don't you find it interesting that so many of the instant healings that take place on this planet are from those who are in trouble? It's their last breath, you might say. It's the last thing I can do. I'm doing it. And it works because there is full and total surrender that it has to work or else. Now, that's pure intent by emergency. But that's not what you want, dear ones. You want an ongoing jump in the lake. You want to know absolutely that when you sell, you say, cells, listen up, everything stops and they're listening. And that's when you give them the instructions. The same kind of instructions, as we have said before in this program, that you give in a homeopathy tincture or remedy. It's absolute. It's there. Innate sees it, and that's what happens. You know what happens, and there is curative power. You have to be the absolute purity, perhaps, of the tincture in your consciousness. What does that truly mean? Brian, what does that really mean? It means you can't doubt it. You can't wish for it. You can't hope it. You're going to do it because it works. Now, that is going to take a little bit of work. Of you becoming perhaps a little closer to that which is your body, which is perhaps your own consciousness. It's also going to take an exercise. You've got to have self-worth. There has to be at least an average amount of self-worth. If you don't have that, how can you ever have a commitment that it's going to work? You'll always be doubting it, won't you? Always. Now, higher consciousness in another dimensionality helps you with self-worth. Now, that is another story. That's another layer of this. If I had to summarize all of this, I would say yes to the answer of better communication with the cells, much better, but a little work beforehand. That work beforehand in this extra dimensionality, the reality that you're living in, that changes with high consciousness, is a more compassionate connection with your Creator. Now, that's not belief, dear, that's connection. Dear ones, there's a whole big difference between what you believe about certain things and how they work and an absolute connection to Spirit, where you live and breathe the fact that Spirit knows you, sings your name. And every single day, that's your reality. Not occasionally. Not when you meditate. All the time. The change of dimensions is to enhance that. So suddenly, you have the different layers that we're giving you a little more complicated than the linearity you've had in the past. You're seeing yourself connected in such a way you feel it all the time, and then from there, you start working with the connection to yourselves. You see this? You got to turn on the light in order to see what you're doing. That light is the commitment. That light is the intent that you have. Then to work with your own body in synchronization with that which is innate. Not your belief system, dear ones. Your commitment. I hope I have told you a little more. And there is a lot more to explain. I am so in love with all of you. And so it is.